whispering he'd left his bow in the castle. Another drifted towards his belt, before remembering he was dressed as a groom. The creatures of hell were upon them, and he had no protection, except his own bare hands. And his father. There was no accounting for what happened next. When the scholars wrote about it later, they bickered amongst themselves, trying to string the events together in a way that made sense. For a brief sliver of time, the Prince of the Fae was standing alone, facing down the stampeding giant. Then, all at once, Cassiel was standing between them.
"Stay here."
No sooner had Alandon registered the words than a hand caught hold of his shoulder, pulling him to safety. No sooner had he stumbled backwards than his father was sprinting past him, crying out with such fury it was as if he'd been waiting from the very moment his son had returned, just to strike down any creature that might dare wish him harm. It didn't matter that the creature happened to be a giant. An entire army could have risen from the shadows, and the Fae wouldn't have slowed his pace. He flew across the grass with a speed that didn't seem possible, vaulting off the flowering arch before pulling it straight from the ground. It spun gracefully in his hands, then buried itself in the giant's chest.
By the stars!
It was in that moment Evie learned an important lesson. Some people didn't need to arm themselves with bows and blades. Some people were the weapons themselves. The rest of the wedding party looked up as the giant let loose a deafening howl, hovering precariously, before collapsing without a breath of life upon the ground. The earth itself trembled beneath the weight of it, and, for a suspended moment, the battle itself stood still. Cassiel landed a second later, picking up a piece of jagged metal before walking straight past the body and pressing it into the hand of his shell-shocked son.
"Are you all right?"
Elandon blinked quickly, then nodded.
"Yeah, I think so."
From that moment on, the battle had two sides. The creatures of shadow continued to pour out of the forest, vastly outnumbering any who stood before them. But they had picked an unfortunate opponent. The royal forces that had gathered for the wedding were the best in the realm. In a move so sudden it appeared to be almost choreographed, the leading factions of each kingdom shook past the initial shock and clustered in a tight formation, protecting each other's blind spots as they made a stand in the middle of the lawn. Most of the Creo gathered in the middle, firing out waves of magic as the knights of the High Kingdom made a barrier around them, tearing apart anything that tried to get close with their bare hands. The Fae were interspersed amongst them, forsaking their traditional archery for fighting of a more intimate nature. Several dozen people vanished entirely, replaced with a ferocious pack of Balerian wolves. They circled around the ring of fighters, tearing apart anything that dared to venture close enough through nothing but a show of brute force. It was enough of a display to begin to turn the tide, but the princess watched it all from a distance, abruptly realizing a chilling truth.
"I'm all alone."
When the enemy had struck, she'd been in the process of walking towards the rest of the ceremony from the castle, stranded in the middle of the grass with nothing but a single knight to escort her the rest of the way. A knight who had been one of the battle's first fatalities.
"Thomas,"
she whispered the word, sinking to her knees. The man had been facing the wrong direction when it happened. He hadn't even stood a chance. Just a single, black-feathered arrow, but it had lodged in the center of his chest. There was nothing to be done. She didn't know why she was still trying. If she'd been paying even the slightest bit of attention, she might have seen the hellhound charging her way.
"Can you hear me?"
she whispered, giving him a shake. "Tommy?"